Hi friends, and welcome to your intuitive essential oil reading for the week of the 18th of February 2019. I'm feeling that we might have some tender hearts this week. We might need to be a little bit loving and gentle and kind. That's what I'm feeling into. So let's dive into it. Let's dive into it with the selection we had this week. Interesting. I mean, I always find it interesting. Hopefully you do too. The essential oil that I intuitively selected for us this week to help us with knowing ourselves better, with helping us to move through whatever we're moving through, to helping us to know ourselves better, and how is listening and learning from the energetic properties, the personality profiles of what essential oils say to us. So, I should have done a drum roll. Today it is black pepper for this week. It's interesting how my energy even shifts week to week as I do these videos. And I think something's stuck in my throat. I wonder what that is. I feel like it's actually about what we're talking about. So all should be revealed. Yeah, it's interesting how my energy shifts. But when I was meditating on what oil to select for us, because that's what I like to do, to tune into my intuition before I select something, I just meditate and set my intention to choose an essential oil that's going to serve our greatest and highest goods. And I often feel into an energy of the week. And this week, the energy and what I felt in my body is I welled up with tears. And so I feel like somebody here is feeling a little bit tearful, a little bit heartbroken, a little bit gutted, a little bit devastated about something. And I just want you to know that it's okay to let the tears flow. It's okay. It's cathartic. You know, the most beautiful thing and what I love about emotions is they do tell us a lot, and we can experience them, but we don't have to hold on to them. And in fact, that's one of the keys. It's not about holding on to the emotion. It's about allowing ourselves to be the witness of the emotion as it flows through. And it's really beautifully articulated in a book called The Untethered Soul. If you haven't read that, I highly recommend. Or maybe we need to revisit that book even if we have read it this week. So black pepper is really, really funny one, a really beautiful one, a really like, don't judge a book by its cover. Because, you know, we all probably, in the Western world particularly, but we all have an understanding of what pepper is, what black pepper is in terms of, you know, it being familiar within our household. Yet, with this exploration of essential oils, black pepper is surprising. Black pepper is not what you think it is. And I can't even describe the scent. It's much lighter and thinner than I might have expected. Certainly, it's not the type of pepper that's going to make me go achoo and sneeze. And how interesting that we have called on him this week to help us with whatever healing that we're going through and we're needing him for. So I did write down a few notes coming into this, as I always do. You know, again, so interesting the flow of where this is going or where we've come from, because, again, things merge with each other a little bit. And I see that some of this may have to do with the feeling a bit maybe misunderstood, which is something that I talked about last week. Maybe something you felt a little bit misunderstood, not feeling heard. Because when I was doing this reading and pulling this oil, I really felt the tears coming from my solar plexus, and then getting clogged up in my throat a little bit, which to me suggests that something around your own self-worth, your own self-love, self-acceptance is being misunderstood by someone around you, and you feel like you're being misunderstood and you can't communicate it properly. Something like that's going on there. And the message that I felt into was just to remind you that there's no need to overreact. We can own our feelings, but we don't need to explode. We can certainly share and articulate, but the real healing is the letting go and allowing it to just move through. And there's a strength in that. There's not a weakness, there's a strength. And to an extent, when I first started doing this work, I would say the word self-control did make sense to me, with how I had to really be mindful of any time I got into a high sense of an emotion that I didn't particularly enjoy, like anger. I would admit part of my makeup, part of my own personality is that sometimes I don't allow myself to truly feel or truly admit that something's wrong. And so it kind of like builds up and builds up and builds up to the point where I kind of like, if something's bothering me, I'll like explode. And not in like, I don't want to paint like a picture of myself that's unflattering because, you know, I don't think it's not too bad, but just to kind of give you a real general overview. And to me now, and I mean, not right now, but in the work that I've done in the last year, is just recognizing, you know, that kind of feeling when somebody cuts you off in traffic and all you want to do is like at them. For me, recognizing, oh no, I can choose my emotion. And there is a self-control in having to step back into yourself as the witness of what's going on and as the witness of your feelings, and reminding ourselves that we can choose our feelings. So that's what Black Pepper reminds us this week, is that we can choose our feelings. There was something else that really came up when I started to look into the message of this week. And I think that part of what we might be going through is something that I've recognized in myself, and certainly Tash, my business partner at Hope Bottles, she and I talk about this subject nonstop. And it's about honoring our true self and our true tendencies. And I want to speak to this quite broadly. Well, I'll speak to it as it comes through, but, you know, the sense that you have of yourself, you may be completely wrong, or you may not realize that there are elements of yourself, of your true self, that you've been hiding or trying to change your whole life. And so much of all the wounds we have, right, and all the things that we are doing to heal ourselves do happen in childhood, because we've either, perhaps we bought something in from a past life, or if you don't resonate with that, you know, it certainly would have shown up in childhood, these big issues. And for an example of the way you may need to unmask, because that's what Black Pepper helps us to do. It helps us with the unmasking, and this whole process will make your life so much easier. But to find our true self, we have to unmask the unconscious patterns, behaviors, way we've been viewing the world that's not authentic to our true self and our true tendencies and our true personality. So you might be like, "What do you? Where do I even start with that? Where do I even start? What do you even mean?" There's been a couple of pieces of work that have truly helped me to understand myself better and my personality better. One was a book written called Better Than Before by Gretchen Rubin, and The Four Tendencies by Gretchen Rubin, where she explains that we all seem to have certain personality types and certain tendencies of behavior. And that was an really incredible work to read and listen to, because it helped me understand how I was showing up in the world currently. But the added layer to my self-exploration and coming home and to my true self, the added layer was when I actually did a course by a beautiful energy worker called Carol Tuttle. And the course is called Dressing Your Truth, which I know on the, you know, surface level may sound a little bit surface level. But when you get into it, it's such incredible work. And what she speaks to is that human nature, you know, just simply human nature, is a subset of nature itself. And so we have certain ways we express our energy. I'm tongue-tied today. We have ways that we express our energy, and we have an authentic, genuine way. And what might have happened and started in childhood is that we somehow were told the way that we express ourselves was incorrect to, you know, whether it was the environment you were in, like a school, or just your family or group of friends or something, or someone was telling you, the way you express yourself is not correct. You need to adjust yourself. And you've done it for so long that you may not even realize that how you've been showing up in the world is actually completely inauthentic to your true self. Now, let me paint some color around this, because I know that was very broad. An example of this is in the work of Carol Tuttle's Dressing Your Truth, she says there are basically four energy types. And I won't go into them. Feel free to explore her work. But say a type four energy is very still. It's very, to an extent, about perfectionism and big picture. Very generally, I'm just touching on those. Now, I myself am a type one, and a type one is very much about lightness, expressive, not still, and connecting and disconnecting. And so it doesn't resonate with like the perfectionism and the stillness and the big picture of a four energy. But I recognized after doing her work that my whole life I have been trying to live as this four energy, because when I was young, of course, I was told that my exuberance was out of place at the private school that I went to. I was told that I was too loud and I was too boisterous and I needed to calm it down. And I was in an environment where it was like, you're either number one or you're nothing. And so I thought the way I had to show up was with a perfectionist tendencies. And so I used to write like to-do lists all the time to try and, because I had this underlying ball or bag or tightness of energy my whole life. And I used to try and calm it down by writing to-do lists and thinking to myself, if I just write it all down in to-do lists and structure it, then everything will you know, sort of work out. And I guess that was like trying to make sure I got everything down so I could perfect it to the nth degree. Anyway, that's actually not my true nature. And what I want to explain, and what came up to me when I pulled our essential oil for this week that helped sort of bring this into the discussion, because I'm like, this is what we need to talk about this week, is that black pepper can actually help us with if you've got any sort of behaviors that you're trying to shift that you can't quite understand why they're still hanging around, why you haven't been able to shake them. And for me, you know, I've definitely had behaviors like my relationship with alcohol, my relationship with coffee, my relationship with exercise, my relationship with food, certainly certain behaviors where I'm like, I don't understand why I can't just shake this. And through doing this exploration, through this understanding my true energy type, I've realized that those behaviors, it wasn't that I had a problem with those substances or those things in particular. It was that there was this unsettling within myself. There was this, I guess my inner child was just crying because it felt so hard and so hurt and so misaligned and so uncomfortable. That's the word. My inner self, my inner child felt so uncomfortable because I was showing up in the world so inauthentically that it was desperate to just numb the pain. And it's the most subtle, emotional, energetic pain. It's so, so subtle that you might not even know it's there. And I think this is why I kind of got teary when I channeled this. And so that's what I feel like is coming through with those behaviors that you're trying to shift, that you've had a hard time shifting. And black pepper this week can help you explore the parts of yourself that are less understood parts of yourself. And it's incredible. And I do want to just, because we're on a roll here, I really want to speak to this energy work with Carol Tuttle and how it's really, because I've understood myself better and I felt into the energy that I show up in the world through, when I finally recognized my dominant and primary, secondary energetic type, because we generally have a dominant and a secondary, and felt into that, it was like coming home. It was like, oh my goodness, I never realized, never understood about myself how sensitive. I never realized I was such a sensitive person, which is hilarious because I cried a drop of a hat. And I just kind of thought, like, this what, you know, women, but I don't know. I just thought, oh, doesn't everyone cry? No, I realized that I'm an incredible empath and I never resonated with that ever, ever, ever in my life in any kind of personality profiling that I'd done, any sort of Myers-Briggs tests, which, by the way, those tests don't necessarily tell you about your true type or your true self or your true essence. They tell you or show you how you're currently showing up in the world. So I just want to put that out there. They show you how you're currently showing up. So I actually have started doing all those, you know, personality quizzes again because I'm so different now. So anyway, I know this was a little bit about me this week, but I really wanted to paint you a picture of what you might be going through and what it looks like and how it feels when you really feel into what it means to be authentic and your true self. And that's what, funnily enough, Black Pepper is asking of us. Oh, and he's going to, forgive me as I read my notes in front of you. He also helps quicken up this process for us. So we're not going to have to wait around too long with what's going on. He's going to help quicken things up. So he's going to be a little bit of jet fuel this week. So in summary, in essence, if you're watching this week, I have a feeling that you may need to do some reflections on the less understood parts of yourself. I think definitely it's revisiting some personality profiles or quizzes, or if you want to dive into the Dressing Your Truth by Carol Tuttle, it's a free thing you can do online. It's absolutely amazing. She's got a book as well. Oh my gosh, dive into that work because every single little bit of information helps. And if you're not there yet, just let me, I just no, because I've experienced it, is that it will all fall into place. The picture will come together. You will see what you've been searching for at some point, and it'll all be an aha. So don't worry if you're not having the big aha. Well, in fact, you're probably having ahas along the way, and then you'll have the big one. What's the big one? Who knows? I feel like I'm getting a little bit silly now, so I feel like we've sorted our essential oil reading for the week of the 18th of February. So thank you so much for listening, for watching. If you're listening through the podcast or watching through YouTube, please do subscribe, because it really helps us. It helps other people find us when, you know, more people subscribe. Technology. And it would be really great if you know, it'd be really great to talk to you. So if you've got any questions about essential oils, about purchasing essential oils, wanting to talk about, you know, why I recommend the brand I do, email me support@hopebottles.com. And we also, from time to time, will show up on Instagram @hopebottles_. Oh, I should mention that last but not least, you can actually get a free intuitive essential oil reading just for yourself, for a question or something you're going through, or just a general reading. If you come to the Hope Bottles website, hopebottles.com, sign up and sign up for the free intuitive essential oil reading, and you'll get a little reading from me, which I'm really, really excited to do for you. All right, friends, thank you so much for watching. The divine in me bows to the divine in you. Namaste.
Note for listeners, I'm a wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oils. This podcast is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the Federal Drug Administration. This information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Any information relating to the topic of aromatherapy and essential oils is in the context of the study of aromatherapy from multiple international perspectives and the multiple approaches to aromatherapy and essential oil use internationally. No reliance should be placed on information contained or to be implied or inferred from this podcast. Information relating to your personal use of an essential oil may differ in a clinical setting or when purchasing a product and may vary region to region. While this podcast endeavors to provide accurate and helpful information to listeners, this podcast cannot take into account individual circumstances and is not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice from a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided.